Reading from Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. Thanks be to God.
And from Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 17, blessings and woes. Jesus went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. Amen.
Thinking particularly of what Jesus was saying to his disciples and the crowds. For many in our society today, being rich and famous is perhaps the aim. Advertising suggests that we need to have the latest phone, the latest gadget, up-to-date fashion, perhaps a dream house, a fast car, or a luxury holiday, or whatever. And without these, the advertisers believe that our life will be impoverished. Are we missing out? Underachieving? Well, maybe there is a different way, Jesus said. Being a celebrity, be it a film star, football player, or social media influencer, these are seen as a pinnacle of achievement. Never me, the footballer or the film star. Our readings this week present somewhat of a different picture. In the psalm, the happy and successful are those deeply rooted in God's guidance. Jesus' words in Luke's gospel also seem countercultural and topsy-turvy. They challenge the principles that are so prevalent in society. The poor, the hungry, the weeping, the reviled, these are the ones being blessed and rewarded in heaven. The rich, the well-fed, the laughing and the popular are the ones who are unfortunate and distressed. That's the way it seems, possibly, as we read this. And Luke's audience is made up of the poor and the outcast of society, and people often with little status, and those who were not Jewish. And at that time, there was, as today, a big divide between the rich and the poor. And the distribution of wealth and status left many in poverty, both physically and politically. And this injustice is a key factor in Luke's account of Jesus' words. Now, in addressing then the poor and the hungry, Jesus is reaching out to those struggling to make ends meet. He speaks to people who are weeping, acknowledging the pain and suffering caused by injustice. He is acknowledging a broken society and hardships experienced by those who have little or no status, no voice to challenge or bring about change. And he calls these people blessed. And the injustices they endure now will be eradicated. So I think it's understandable that Jesus appeared to the underdogs in society. But how did the other half feel? Is he leaving them out? Or worse still, advocating that they will lose what they have in value? What about those who have built up riches and power and status? Jesus' repetition of the phrase, "Woe to you," in some translations, and as we heard. Or in my study Bible, it uses the words, "What sorrow awaits you?" But I think the "woe to you" hit home this morning. It indicates that a time will come when these people will be called to account. What they have gained will be reversed. They will suffer as they have caused suffering, living in a society where kingdom values prevail, will deny these people the power and status that they built up, and they will feel their loss. So what's the challenge to us today, perhaps? Are we rooted in superficial values, surface things that will pass away? Or are our roots in God's word, living out the values of God's kingdom, like the trees on the riverbank, constantly nurtured by God's unseen but ever-present refreshment? Lifestyle and attitude changes are needed for the kingdom values taught by Jesus to be experienced by all. Now, just imagine that you were one of those people listening to Jesus. And I've got a little dialogue here of two people who pretend that they were there listening and wondering, what the heck is Jesus on about? Thank you to my two readers.
What a crowd! They must have come from far and wide just to hear him speak.
He did more than speak. There were people being healed left, right, and centre. A man of great power, to be sure.
Did you see him look across at his friends who had come along with him?
Yes. What was that all about? Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven.
And blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be filled. I'm not a fan of being hungry.
No, you'd miss your food too much. What about, blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh?
It all seemed strange to me, a bit hard to take in. And that last bit...
I didn't really get it either. Blessed are you when people hate you. What was that about?
I know sometimes people don't get on, but that's terrible.
I'd be really sad. But he said they would rejoice and jump for joy.
I can't see that happening.
Do you think he meant something else? Something a bit deeper than what he was actually saying?
I was wondering that too. It's like everything has been turned upside down. It's all back to front.
Yes. I thought being rich was a good thing. No more worries, great lifestyle, all you want. But no, he suggested it wasn't any good.
And how can you eat a big dinner and still be hungry? That I feel I can't eat for days afterwards.
It was a bit hard telling the people who were happy that soon they would be crying their eyes out.
And it just sounded like we should feel sorry for people who were rich and well-fed and happy.
And popular.
I wonder what the others made of it.
I wonder if there's a different message.
Maybe. We'll have to listen to more of what he says.
One said, do you think he meant something else? And if you don't like what you hear, then maybe you too try to find an alternative interpretation. But maybe Jesus was thinking of the poor in a different way. The reading from Luke's Gospel almost reiterates the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel. But on closer inspection, the words chosen by Luke offer a spiritual perspective beyond the physical. The poor may be those who have not stored up financial riches, but shared them, who have what they need and no more. the hungry may represent those who are still seeking fulfillment and a deepening of their Christ-likeness and a relationship with God. The people who weep may be showing empathy with those suffering in many situations across the world. They share in the sorrow and the suffering of others. And when resolution comes, they will all find their joy. People who are persecuted, shunned, or mocked for being disciples of Jesus are compared to those who are rooted in modern culture with its attitudes and its values. And if you are deep-rooted in the Lord, his hidden sustenance will feed you with love. The will to share what you have, to be open to giving, that will lead to the blessings Jesus was referring to. Blessed are those who give of their time and wealth, for the reward is the everlasting joy of the kingdom that God is building on earth as well as in heaven. So as with many things that Jesus said, don't think they're alternative interpretations, but both apply. The struggling food bank clients and their privileged benefactors will both be blessed. Those who weep at the loss of their homes in Israel and Ukraine weep alongside those giving their all to help. Both will be blessed in different ways. So may God bless you as you seek to serve him. Amen.